Well, good afternoon, everybody. Glad you're here. Welcome back. It's another edition of the Brew University Virtual Roundtable. Grab your favorite pumpkin spiced beverage, folks, because it's fall, y'all. And it's time once again to talk about open enrollment. I know you're excited. I'm excited. Everybody's excited because it's open enrollment season. And so we have brought together our best open enrollment experts to talk about it with you. I'm your host, Jeff Weaver, Director of Training for JJ Taylor, and I am here joined by our powerhouse panel of benefits experts, beginning with our very own benefit princess herself, Rosanna Anderson Prasad. Rosanna, welcome back to the roundtable. Glad to have you.
Good afternoon.
Hello, hello. Also joining us from our partner in crime, I mean healthcare, Cigna, John Fairchild is here. John, welcome to the roundtable.
Hello, hello. Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Glad you could be here with us. And our newest partner in healthcare is going to be here to talk about what they're bringing to the table. And that's Adil Rahman, who is with Rx Saving Solutions. Adil, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Jeff. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you with us. So, open enrollment season, folks. I know you're excited. We got a lot to cover today. And I wanted to start, as we often do, by let's just address the 800-pound COVID gorilla in the room, because obviously COVID has continued to be a big problem for us and for everyone this past year. And as such, we've got a couple of changes to this year's plan that are COVID-related. The first and probably most noticeable is the upcoming COVID surcharge that's going to be added to our plans for the 2022 year. You know, it's the simple reality, everybody, that COVID is increasing the cost of healthcare across the board. It's increasing our costs for care of our employees. It's increasing the cost of healthcare everywhere, which means expenses are up and prices are up. And unfortunately, that's just something that until this finally settles down, we're all going to have to live with. The good news is that I think the way we've chosen to handle it as a company is much better than a lot of other companies who have perhaps approached this problem, because, you know, a lot of companies are going to deal with this by putting the cost of COVID into their premiums. And premiums are like gas prices. They never really quite go down. The reality is COVID is costing everybody more. And the good news is, rather than build it into the premiums and increase your costs across the board indefinitely, the company's approach is to take a surcharge approach, which means for the upcoming plan year, we've had to add a $50 per month COVID surcharge to every plan. Unfortunately, that's the reality of dealing with the costs associated with this disease. The good news is we've also, because we are a company that likes to incentivize the right behavior, balanced that with a new vaccine discount that can completely offset that new surcharge by allowing anyone who is vaccinated to get a $50 per month discount on their plan and basically neutralize the cost for yourself in that effect. So, you know, the big change, unfortunately, this year is that we are having to surcharge more for COVID. The good news is it's surcharge. We're going to reevaluate it every year. We're going to decide each year that we need it or not. When this thing finally settles down and gets under control, maybe we just make that go away. But the other good news is that we have an option for you to offset that immediately by making sure that you're taking care of yourself and your family by getting vaccinated. So, Rosanna, when it comes to the COVID surcharge and the vaccine discount, obviously, you know, employees, I'm sure, are concerned about what do I need to do to make sure that I've got my proof of vaccination in, by what date to get my discount so that I can just offset this thing and not even have to see it show up on January 1.
Sure. So as long as you get your vaccine by next Friday before open enrollment starts on the 25th, you can get the discount. That way, when you log in to open enrollment, you'll see your correct medical premium for 2022. So anyone who has already gotten their vaccine, received their $200 and their case of beer or water, you'll automatically see the correct rate for next year when you log in to open enrollment, because those will be updated in the system before you log in on the 25th. If you get your vaccine after next Friday, just notify us. That way we can add you on the list, but you may see a delay in seeing that premium discount. You will get it. There just may be a delay in when you actually receive the discount at the beginning of the year, because we do have to get them all in by next Friday before the 25th.
All right. So that is great info. It does beg a couple of questions. So obviously with the, you know, some of the vaccines being two-step vaccines, if they, you know, decide, hey, you know what, I want to run out tomorrow, swing by my local pharmacy and get this vaccination process started. If they have one on the books prior to the deadline, is that going to be enough, or are they going to need to have both on the books in order to have that showing?
We're going to have both. So it's going to be a full completion of your vaccine to get the discount before open enrollment.
Okay. And if they don't get it done by open enrollment, Let's say they finish it up here before the end of the year, or they decide first of the year to get vaccinated. Are we going to be able to apply that retroactively when they come in with their proof of vaccination, or are they only going to, you know, miss out if they don't have it done by next Friday?
No, you will get it. So if you get it after next Friday, just bring it to us. We will apply it if we can. I'm sure we can, you know, as long as they come in one or two here and there, we'll get it done. That way, one, you know, it's nice and clean for you. For those of you that get it after January 1, we still, you know, ask you to bring it in so we can apply the discount. We won't retro it back, but we are more than happy to apply it going forward on your premiums.
Okay. So if I get my vaccinations done by, say, February, you know, I might see it, or, you know, I might see it in the March premiums going forward. We're not going to back pay it, but we will apply it from whenever they do get their vaccination complete. So there it is, guys. It's really simple. You know, COVID is costing us all, and therefore, you know, we are going to have to absorb those costs. The good news is we're absorbing them as a surcharge, so we can reevaluate it every year. And the better news is if you go out and get vaccinated, you can get that discount that's going to offset the surcharge completely. And if you haven't done it yet, you still have time. You can go out right now. Every pharmacy in America has COVID vaccines available, I'm sure. So go ahead and, you know, take a look at it, consider your options, do the right thing for yourself and your family, and make sure that you are able to take advantage of that discount as well. Question from the chat. The question is, if they're enrolling in a family plan, will other members of the family that are non-employees need to show proof of vaccination like we do with the wellness discount? So a couple years ago, we instituted that, you know, employees and their dependents would need the wellness visit in order to get that discount. Will that be the case with vaccination, or are we only worried about employees?
So for wellness, employees and spouses have to get it done as long as the spouse is on our plan. That remains the same. For vaccines, right now, it's just employee.
All right. So folks, if you are vaccinated as an employee, you're going to be able to take advantage of that discount across the entire plan. We are only going to worry about proof of vaccination for our employees. Other non-employee dependents on your plan, we're not worried about their status at this time. Great question, and thank you, Rosanna, for catching us up on that. Anything else on price increases that we should be worried about, Rosanna? There's not something else sneaky in the fine print, is there?
As far as medical plans with increases, there's been a slight increase in medical premiums this year. Nothing really too much. You're going to notice in your when you get your open enrollment books, you'll see your plans. Nothing really has changed as far as plan designs other than the $1,000 going away and the $2,750 being added. The $250 plan and the $500 plan, there's just a prescription copay decrease, which is nice. So you can take a look at that. And then the $1,750 plan remained the same. And then John will talk about the $2,750 plan, which is the new plan for next year. I do want to point out, and he'll talk about it as well, it's not a high deductible plan. Our high deductible plan will remain the $1,750 plan with the HSA. So we can talk about that in a little bit here once we get to that.
Yeah, absolutely. We're definitely going to get into it because I think that new plan offering is a tremendous value, especially for a large portion of our population that may want to take advantage of a plan that is lower cost and still offering great coverage for people who don't maybe use their health care a lot in a given year. So we're going to talk about it quite a bit. My last quick question at the top is, so we got a little tiny increase. We got the COVID surcharge, but we also have the vaccine discount that can offset that entirely. Last question, is this an active enrollment year, Rosanna, or is this one of those years where if we like what we have and it didn't change, we can just sail on through? I know there's one plan change that is going to definitely require an active enrollment, but for most users, if you had what you had last year and you want to keep it, how much clicking are they going to need to do?
So it is somewhat of a passive open enrollment this year, meaning if you currently like what you have, it'll roll over, unless, of course, you're in the $1,000 plan. We ask that you go in and make your election for medical. Because if you don't, we're going to default you into the $2,750 plan. But I would rather you, if you are in that $1,000 plan, that you go in and elect a medical plan of your choice. And then again, if you're in the HSA plan, you, like every year, you have to go in and re-elect the HSA every year. But other than that, if you don't want to make any changes, it will roll over to next year.
Well, that is a perfect opportunity then to tee up our next topic, which is the big plan changes for the year. So, John, I'm going to come your way with a couple of questions because, you know, again, for those of you who are in a plan that you liked last year and you want to keep it next year, you're pretty much good to go. HSA folks, you know, you've got to always make those elections and confirm a few things with your HSA account. But we do have a replacement plan this year that I think has tremendous value, and that is that our previous plan, the $1,000 deductible plan, is coming off the menu and being replaced by a plan that is really, I think, designed to help drive down monthly premiums and still offer great coverage to folks who may not find that they're using their healthcare quite so often. So, John, tell us a little bit about this new plan and what all it has in it.
Yeah, we're excited to announce that this year. You know, we definitely have some better health savings with this plan. It's going to lower your premiums every month from your paycheck. And you still have some fixed copays with that. You got the best covered services with your specialist. Prescription drugs, especially if you utilize the 90-day delivery, you get some more savings on that one. But just to really emphasize again that this is the one that is replacing the $1,000 deductible plan. So less out of pocket, makes you a better consumer. You definitely have the option to go out and see where the better pricing are. So it's really a nice consumer plan as well. So it really puts you in control of some of your healthcare costs.
Well, that is a perfect opportunity then to tee up our next topic, which is the big plan changes for the year. So John, I'm going to come your way with a couple of questions because, you know, again, for those of you who are in a plan that you liked last year and you want to keep it next year, you're pretty much good to go. HSA folks, you know, you've got to always make those elections and confirm a few things with your HSA account. But we do have a replacement plan this year that I think has tremendous value, and that is that our previous plan, the $1,000 deductible plan, is coming off the menu and being replaced by a plan that is really, I think, designed to help drive down monthly premiums and still offer great coverage to folks who may not find that they're using their healthcare quite so often. So, John, tell us a little bit about this new plan and what all it has in it. So let me ask a few questions just to make sure we clear it for our folks, because, again, I think this is a plan that could really benefit a lot of our employees. This is not one of those fancy health savings account, high deductible type plans. It has a higher deductible, but it's not a high deductible plan. They don't have to have an HSA. They don't have to worry about all the tax implications and how much they want to withhold from their check. This is a standard PPO type plan, right?
Correct. Standard plan. It's not an health savings account like the 1750 deductible plan is.
Okay, so it's you know, go to the doctor, put down a copay, insurance kicks in for everything over a certain amount, and you've got an out-of-pocket maximum for the year, and that pocket maximum just happens to be higher in this plan than some of our others, which is why it's lower on the front end, right?
Absolutely, yes. And you know, you have all your preventive care, all your preventive screenings are included as well. So it's definitely a great plan for people who aren't utilizing their health plan a lot. I always refer people to look back at their bills for the last couple of years and see how much they utilize their health plan and if they can foresee any expenses coming their way before they pick a proper plan for them and their family.
So, like you said, preventative care included, right? So we do our once a year at the doctor in order to get that wellness discount. Of course, again, another great discount that we offer for doing the right thing and keeping yourself healthy. So that's still included in this. And if I need to go to the doctor's office, I got a copay. And if I need a prescription, I've got a copay. And if I, you know, end up with a, you know, an urgent care visit or an emergency situation, I've got that copay, I've got that insurance. It's just a little bit higher deductible, but I don't pay as much out each month. So how much does this save them comparatively from last year on that $1,000 deductible plan? Ballpark, we're not precise mathematicians around here.
So I was looking at the $1,000 plan last year. So if you have your wellness discount and you're a non-nicotine user, for an employee only, it's $77.14 a month. For the $27.50 plan, employee only, for the wellness discount, all your discounts, your wellness, nicotine, vaccine, it's going to be $28.50 a month. So you can, that's huge.
You know, folks, if you're listening to this, if you're someone who, you know, you get your annual physical and otherwise you don't have any real major underlying medical, you don't have any major needs, you just, you know, I get my physical once a year. Maybe if I get really sick, I got to go to the, you know, urgent care for a Z-Pak or, you know, if you're someone who doesn't have a lot of predictable expected costs because you live a healthy lifestyle and you take care of yourself and you just use that, you know, once a year type visit thing, this is the kind of plan that can save you money month to month. And as long as you know that going in and you've got a little extra in the, you know, the emergency fund to cover anything that might come along, you could definitely take good advantage of a lower cost plan. That, you know, it's got a little more deductible on it, but you won't see that unless you use it.
Yes, and I'm sure you'll bring this up later as well. If I can skip a little bit, so you'll have the non-tobacco user saving more money too. It's a great way. You know, if you're a smoker, you need to quit, there's programs in place for that as well. Cigna has programs in place for that, but that's definitely another way to save, I think, another $50.
That's huge. That's huge, folks. That's $600 a year. back in your pocket, $600 a year back in your pocket, $50 a month you can put back in effectively by taking a look at this plan. So again, if you're someone who doesn't use a lot of healthcare costs, you're generally healthy, you take care of yourself, you're doing that once a year physical, and otherwise you're only really dealing with something that pops up in a unexpected way, this is a plan that could potentially save you a lot. And if you're someone who's maybe not kept up on their insurance because it's an expense that you didn't think was, you know, worth it, this is the plan that absolutely makes sense for everybody at the very least. So this is a great offering, and I think, you know, especially for young healthy folks who don't utilize a lot of expense, this is a way to make sure that you're covered in case of something, you know, emergency happens. And as we've learned in the last 2 years, anybody can be susceptible to a medical emergency these days. There's a lot of stuff flying around out there that we're all trying to keep healthy from. So everybody should be insured. We make it as easy as possible to get insured, and this is just another way that we're trying to make it as easy and frictionless and simple for you guys to be insured and take care of yourself. So very cool. The next thing I want to talk about is our newest offering, our newest program that we have available, because, you know, as we do, we're constantly looking at what can we continue to bring to the table? How can we be innovative in the healthcare space? What can we add to the cafeteria of plans and programs that we have available? And this year, that is RX Savings Solutions, which is a brand new company that we're working with, and they're goal is to help us with saving costs on our prescription drug prices. Because again, as we know, prescription drug costs keep going up. And what's more, prescription drug complexity keeps going up. There are so many new drugs out there all the time. There are so many combinations and ways that they can be prescribed. You know, a doctor, a pharmacist, it's a full-time gig just trying to understand everything that's out on the market. But RX Savings Solutions has some pretty innovative ways to help make sense of the complexity. So, Adil, I am super excited to talk to you about this because I think this is a very cool new program and a really innovative approach to dealing with pharmacy costs. Tell us a little bit about RX Savings Solutions.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Jeff. So RX Savings Solutions, I guess I can start off with the history of the company and why we were founded. So you said that, you know, there's a lot of complexity around pharmaceutical and the pharmaceutical industry and drug pricing and everything. Our CEO was a pharmacist and had a regular customer who would come in and pick up her drugs on a monthly basis. And he noticed that she came in and she would ask questions around, what drugs can I not take? What can I absolutely avoid paying for? And he thought, well, why would you stop taking any medications that you're prescribed? And then decided to look into ways that he could help her with her costs because she was having trouble paying for them. And that inspired him to start RX Savings Solutions and work with some technical folks who were able to create a patented algorithm that helps resolve that issue so that people can take advantage of lowering their prescription drug cost. And the person he was helping is actually who we like to talk about a lot. Her name was Betty, and she is a real person. So we constantly bring up helping Betty as our mission statement. So that's a big thing for us. But essentially what we do is we're able to ingest claims information for everyone's prescription drug history, and we take that and run it through our patented algorithm, which is then able to generate savings notifications. And this is really targeting people who are on those maintenance medications that have to take them month after month, year after year, to help improve the quality of life. So what we can do is take a look at what you're currently on and then give you alternatives, such as a therapeutic alternative or switching to a generic. I know mail order was mentioned earlier. So we can look at different alternatives to help reduce that cost for you. And there's a couple of ways that you can do that. So you can do that through our member portal is what we call it, and that's just through myrxss.com. And we also have an app that you can download as well. But the best part about it is it not only shows you those savings notifications when they're available, but it also gives you the ability to search for drugs as well. So let's just say you're at the doctor's office and you've been prescribed something and you're realizing, whoa, how much is it going to cost me? We're able to bring in transparency with that pricing by giving you the ability to search for that drug and have that discussion with your doctor to determine if that alternative is the best option for you. Now, our suggestions are going to give you those lower cost options, but we do still have you vet that with your doctor to make sure that that's the right decision for you. But there's a way that we can help make that easier. We actually have a dedicated staff called the Pharmacy Support Team that's available 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. And the way they work is they're all licensed pharmacy technicians who have years of experience. And we actually call it a concierge service. So you call in, you talk to a real person. They're all fantastic. They actually sit just around the corner from me. So I can hear them all day helping people. But what they're able to do is they're able to actually help you make that switch. So if you've got questions around the notification that you received via text or email once you register, or if you just have questions about the drugs that you're on, you can call and speak with them. They can give you your options. And what they can do is they can actually work with your doctor to help get that change made. So we really like to say, you know, we'll take it from here. And we actually mean that. We'll make sure that that switch happens and we'll keep you followed up and make sure that that's all done until you're able to go pick that up at your pharmacy or have it delivered to your house through mail order.
Otto, that is a lot of information and a lot of big words for a simple beer trainer like myself. So let's break that down for a minute, because that there's so much good stuff going on in here. So my understanding is really at the core, what you guys are doing is you're taking a look at the prescriptions that our employees are, you know, prescribed, using a data feed over from Cigna and the claims information that we have therefrom. And you're able to basically take a look at it, run this, you know, run it through this algorithm, through this formula, and say, hey, there's a better way to do this. You know, you're taking these three pills, but turns out two of them have a combination pill that maybe, you know, it came from two different, you know, maybe the physician assistant wrote one and the doctor wrote another, or, you know, whatever. There are, you know, there's one pill that could do both and it's cheaper, or it's, you know, you're taking this one pill, but there's actually two pills that do that. And if you took them separately, but it, you know, it might be cheaper. And so your system is designed basically, as I understand it, to find the little ways in which, you know, doctors and physicians, they're all busy and they're all trying to do the right thing, but sometimes they miss these little details that might save money, you know, by presenting care and pharmacy in a different light. Is that effectively fair to describe it?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head there, and you're right that there's a lot of drugs that are just split into two active ingredients that you could take separately, and that would be one way to save you quite a bit of money, and that's a great example to show exactly what we do. So we're constantly running all the prescription history for your employees through our algorithm, and we're generating those notifications as they become available. So it's a constant look for those savings and not just a one-time thing. So that's one example would be what we call a combo split right there, or taking the active ingredients separately. Therapeutic alternatives, such as switching from one type of medication to another. So this could be from like an injection to a capsule if possible. Also, something as simple as just price shopping. You know, the pharmacy that you typically use may be more expensive than one that's a mile down the road. And that's the information that we're looking for to show you exactly where your options are, and not just simply saying, hey, try the generic, because that's, you may already be on the generic and there may be a cheaper alternative even then.
Right. Or may even be the reverse. It may be the case that, you know, there's a name brand with a discount available through a particular. I know, you know, here in Florida, Publix is a major, you know, pharmacy for a lot of folks. And Publix has a lot of medications that are in there, what they call like three to free program, where it's like $3 or even free, depending on what it is. And so sometimes just switching to the generic or from the generic puts you into a new class. And so those are all the little things that most of us, you know, we don't have time. We barely have the knowledge, let alone the time, to make sure that that's all getting run down. And again, you know, we've got multiple, you know, doctors and physicians, and they're, you know, a pharmacist is trying to make sure that we don't have bad interactions. But what you guys are doing is a step beyond that to make sure that we have optimized prescriptions. Is that sort of, again, a fair way to describe it?
Yeah, that's a perfect way to describe it. Really, and optimizing is a fantastic word to use. The experience that you get when you're fulfilling your prescription needs, so optimizing those savings for you, and then helping you understand that you have the right to transparency. So with our drug search functionality, giving you the power to actually have those conversations proactively with your doctor when you're prescribed a medication, so you're not just forced to go to the pharmacy and just pay whatever they tell you you're going
to
pay.
And that leads me to the next question I had, that I think is another great point to clarify for folks who might be listening and wondering about this, is, you know, what you guys are doing is you're going to send out alerts, notifications essentially to people and say, hey, we've seen an opportunity here. We want you to talk to your doctor about this. That, you know, you guys are not telling them how to manage their prescriptions. You're not saying this is what they have to do. This isn't a, oh, you must change it over. What it is here's something that if your doctor says it works, could save you money as well. And so this is really a starting point for a conversation with our healthcare providers to say, somebody's now showing me a way that I might be able to save money. Does it still make sense for me? Is it in my best interest from a healthcare perspective? So it's the start of a conversation, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Allows you to have that conversation directly with your doctor. And then also it can make it even easier by utilizing our pharmacy support team who can go ahead and do that on your behalf. So very little lift, and it's back to those registration pieces that we talked about to get those notifications. So you're right that you would get a notification either through text or email, depending on your preferences. But in order to get those, you definitely have to register. So it's real simple. All you got to do is just go to myrxss.com and just go ahead and enter in your birthday, your last name, and the last four of your social is all that you need to go ahead and enter in, and then hit register. And from there, you've accessed our member portal where you can go in and set your preferences to see if you'd like to get a text message or if an email works better for you. We also have things in there such as your last 6 months of prescription history in our medicine cabinet, so you can go back and take a look at the medications that you have and the ones that you're currently taking. And then also, if you see a notification, you'll see yourself as well as your dependents. And then one thing to note on dependents are if you do have a dependent who are over the age of 18, they can also register for their own portal access and then have privacy to only see their information and vice versa. You can also limit your privacy to those members as well. Now, with those who are under the age of 18, they won't be able to register for their own portal access, but you as a primary member would be able to see the medications they're on as well as savings alerts as well. So really helping you and your dependents that you have. But yeah, just to get registered, that's all you got to do. Real simple, just myrxss.com. And that'll get you started.
And of course, we're going to have a link to that in the show notes, folks. And you can check them out there. Also, of course, this information will also be included in your open enrollment information. Rosanna, Adel, is this something that you can sign up for now when open enrollment starts, first of the year? Some people are going to be hearing this and going, sign me up, save me money. I'm ready to start taking advantage of this. How soon can they start?
They're probably on their phones right now.
I hope they're still paying attention to us, but
yeah, we would love to have everyone get started today. But as Rosanna knows, we've got some work to do before we can have everything set up to run smoothly for your team. So starting the first of the year, so right after the start of the year there, you'll be able to get registered. And what's actually going to happen is you'll actually receive an internal notification from JJ Taylor. So you'll actually know when we're live and ready to be utilized. So look for that communication that first week of January. And then if you have any questions, you can always reach out to our pharmacy support team either via phone or chat. And they're able to answer your questions and help you with getting registered or any prescription questions that you have that you might see on the portal.
Awesome. And then, of course, this works hand in hand with, our Cigna offerings as well from Express Scripts and making sure that, again, you know, where possible, we save that money by going through our mail order pharmacy, particularly on maintenance medications and stuff like that. So, these two, companies, RX Savings Solutions, Cigna, you guys are working hand in hand to make this possible.
That's correct. We're actually receiving the claims history and information on a weekly basis from Cigna, and that actually is what we run through our algorithm, which then generates a savings notification. So we're proactively doing that search. And it's not just a reactive search, but definitely based on the information that we're receiving every single week.
Fantastic. Yeah, this is a great one, guys, because this is one of those things that, you don't have to do anything that special. You don't have to do anything that fancy. You go online for a couple of minutes on your phone, which you're on your phone anyway. You're on it right now. All right. You're watching whatever you're streaming on the couch and you're still on your phone looking at the small screen, despite the big one that's just over on the other side of the living room. Just swipe out of Facebook for 5 minutes, head over to the site, get yourself registered, save money. That's what it boils down to, is we're making it as easy as possible. These guys are going to do the hard work for you. They're going to give you the notice where they can. They're even going to offer up their concierge team to try and make it as simple as possible for you to get signed up and switched over. Because again, it's at the end of the day, all about making sure our employees are getting the best quality of care at the lowest possible prices. So Adel, I'm super excited about this one. I can't wait to see what you guys are able to help our team accomplish, because I think there's some tremendous opportunity here for a lot of folks.
And there's no additional cost. I mean, it doesn't cost anything either, so it doesn't hurt to download the app once it goes live in January?
Yeah, that's a great point. It's definitely cost-free, so just a benefit that's available to you starting in January that can help you lower your prescription drug costs.
We're really just going to give this away, all this good stuff, and we're just giving it away to everybody?
It's like the year of giving.
No, it's really simple, folks. If you're asking yourself why do this and not have any cost in it, the answer is actually, as you guys know, when it comes to your healthcare, the company picks up 75% of the tab, you pick up 25% of the tab. And so when your costs go lower for health prescriptions, our costs go lower because, again, whatever you're paying at the pharmacy counter, we're paying a portion of it too. And so this is a system that not only benefits your pocketbook, it benefits the company's pocketbook. And that's why we're offering it. And that's why we're making it available at no cost, because we've looked at this closely and we firmly believe that it's going to save us more than it spends. And so this is just another way to help make this efficient and optimized for everyone. And we're happy to do it because, again, we want you guys to have access to the best healthcare possible. That's part of being first choice for our employees. So very cool stuff. Anything else, Otto, we should know about Rx Saving Solutions before we move on to the next topic?
Only thing I just want to add is, of course, look for that notification coming out in early January when you can go ahead and start and get registered. And then once again, if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to our pharmacy support team and they can help you get started with your journey to cheap drugs.
Fantastic. We'll do it for Betty. I appreciate all that good info. So let's see, a couple more questions that I want to make sure we touch on and a couple more topics I want to get to real quick. One is telemedicine. I'm always super interested in our telemedicine options because I think, you know, it when it comes to convenience, when it comes to simplicity, folks, if you haven't tried telemedicine, you need to. It's such an easy way for minor aches and pains, for doctor's questions, for non-emergency situations. You know, the line to the doctor's office is not getting any shorter, and let's face it, I don't want to be in a waiting room with a lot of what other people are showing up with right now, and you probably don't either. So why would you go and sit in a waiting room surrounded by people that are coughing and hacking with whatever they might have when you could sit on your couch and cough and hack in your own space? So John, remind us a little bit about our options when it comes to telemedicine for the upcoming year.
Yeah, definitely. So I always tell the employees to make sure they register on their MyCigna.com site. That's an easy way to access those telemedicines through WebMD, MD Live, and also downloading the Cigna app. Like you said before, Jeff, everybody's on their phone. You're on your phone right now. Also houses your ID card, and it houses the easy way to connect right to any type of doctor that you need to look at for depending on what you're going through. So there is a know before you go type of flyer as well, which kind of goes over the things that you can utilize the virtual care with. We even have virtual care this year for a wellness visit, so you don't have to go on site to see your PCP. You can do it right through your phone, which my wife and I utilize this year as well. And then you can go and get your lab work. So you're taking two visits into one visit. Next year, we're adding dermatology visits to that too, so that's going to be a great enhancement. But really have to go through Cigna.com to access that. The co-pays are low. It's a lot cheaper than definitely going to the emergency room, going to urgent cares. So, again, this whole discussion is really talking about being a better consumer, saving some money, having that customer enhancement experience through all the programs that JJ Taylor provides. And it's really to help save you money and keep you guys as healthy as possible.
So John, you just touched on something huge that I want to loop back to because, you know, every year we put out the wellness discount for, you know, the annual physical, $50 a month off your premiums just for going once a year to the doctor. And now you're saying that's available as well through the telemedicine?
It'll come through the same way as a claim in office, yeah.
Folks, if you are not taking advantage of the wellness discount, this is the last straw, okay? Seriously, because now you don't even have to get off the couch. You don't have to make the appointment. You don't have to go in. Again, for the price of a FaceTime call, effectively, you can save $50 a month on your premiums. So if you're not taking advantage of that yet, if you haven't started before now, this is absolutely the year to do it. Take advantage of this. I love the telemedicine stuff because, again, I think for you know, for those non-emergency aches and pains, that question that you want to ask somebody and get an answer to, but you don't want to have to sit through an urgent care or wait in a waiting room, telemedicine is such a great way to go. And dermatology sounds like an interesting one. I hopefully have a good enough selfie cam for them to be able to do a full exam on that, but guess my doctor and I will find out soon.
You're going to have to be creative with your iPhone camera on that one, but a great enhancement. Again, it's only because of the COVID, you know, there are some things that were launching pads to increase the availability and the accessibility of these things. And definitely the MD Live, virtual care, virtual telehealth was one of those things. And, you know, the kids use it for, throat and eye and things that the doctor can see. And things that you think maybe an emergency aren't so bad once you talk to somebody about it. So you're really saving a lot of that money, especially, you know, running to an urgent care, which is cheaper than an emergency room. So the emergency room definitely is one thing that's going to cost you money out of pocket if you go. There are a lot of things that, people go to the emergency room for, which can be avoidable. So we can save a lot of money throughout the year.
There you go. Get in early, get seen more often. And do it from the comfiness of your couch, so pajamas and slippers and doctor's visits all in one. All right, so it's a lightning round. I have a couple of quick questions here that I'm going to ask, and then I'll get a wrap up from everybody. First one: are we getting new cards this year?
So you'll get a new card if you sign up for the $27.50 plan, or if you make another medical change or to a different plan, you'll get a different card. Same for like dental, vision. If you elect for the first time, or if you make a change, you'll get a new card. But not everyone will receive a new ID card.
All right. So if you're staying with what you had last year, folks, you could keep the same card that you got for this year. You'll only see a new one if you make a change. But of course, if you have the MyCigna app on your phone, you always have access to your most current card right there in your iPhone wallet. It is the way to go about it. As someone who only carries 3 cards anywhere he goes, that has become such a huge benefit. I love that feature of the app. Just toss it in your wallet. You show up at the desk, you click the button, and there it is. So if you haven't signed up for the MyCigna app, get that going. But good news, not everybody's going to have to worry about a new card, just the ones that change. All right. I like that. Any other helpful hints, and I throw this to the whole panel, any other helpful hints to make open enrollment go smoother? Things we should know before getting into it, maybe things we should look at before making a decision, maybe some stuff that we haven't spot checked in a while because, hey, we've got our plan, we like our plan, we're not going to change our plan, but maybe we've left some opportunity on the table if we haven't looked closely at some stuff. So any tips or tricks that would help people take a look at the right things before open enrollment starts, pull out the right information, and what should they be paying attention to?
Sure. So first off, if you're adding dependents, I always recommend and tell people, be sure that you have their full name, their date of birth, their socials, their address, phone number, all of their information, because you'll need that to sign them up. For NHR, we'll need a copy of marriage license for spouse, birth certificates for each child that you want to add onto your insurance. If you're keeping dependents the same, no need to resend those documents to us. It's only for newly added dependents. And then as far as plans go, I always recommend you take a look at the plans because sometimes your situation changes every year. So what may have worked this year may not be the best plan for next year. If you're planning on having a family, I don't recommend a high deductible plan. I was in one and now I'm hit with a ton of bills, so I don't recommend the high deductible if you're planning a family. And if you're not one that uses a plan, so much, or if you're healthy, you go to the doctor once a year for your annual, consider the high deductible with the HSA. We'll give you $500 for employee only and $1,000 for employee and family plans. So, there are options out there. I do ask that everyone just take a look. And, there's a nice chart in the open enrollment book that shows each plan side by side. So you can take a look at co-pays, prescriptions, out-of-pockets, things like that. But it's really what suits you at that time. Just because it worked 2 years ago doesn't mean it's the best plan for you next year.
That's a great thing, Rosanna. I want to take a quick detour into the HSA just for a second, because I think a lot of people do wonder about it. It is sort of that weird plan out at the end of the line. It's got a high deductible and it's weirdly priced. And then there's this whole HSA thing to get into. So, folks, if you're not familiar with it, the high deductible plan with the HSA, essentially the idea is, you're going to pay less up front. You're going to have this very high deductible, but you also have a health savings account. A health savings account is a way for you to save money pre-tax for medical expenses in a given year. Now, with an HSA, we contribute some money into it, $500 for a single, $1,000 for an employee. And then you've got that HSA and you can fund it throughout the year by saying, withdraw a certain amount from my check. This is a really great plan if you're someone who has predictable medical costs and you want to be maximizing your savings. Because if you can forecast how much you'll need in a year and send it into the HSA, you're going to save the tax dollars on that money, and then you're going to be able to use it on all those qualified expenses throughout the year. So I do think it makes a lot of sense for folks who are really in tune with their healthcare, who really understand what they want to do and want to maximize their out-of-pocket savings potentially. But for most of our users, you probably want to look at a more traditional style plan. John, am I giving that a fair shake? Is there anything you'd want to add to that approach?
Definitely a fair shake. It does fit into some people's needs. So that's why I always tell the employees, go back, look at your costs that you've had the last couple of years and see how you've been utilizing your healthcare. And if there's any, of course, you can't foresee emergencies, right? If we could, we'd all be ahead of the game. But looking at things that may pop up, if you're having a family, that was a great point with Rosanna, if you go and have a family or some type of procedure, it's a little more work into saving money. You do save money throughout the year. You do have employers that give it back, and that goes into your pocket as well to use out of pocket. The thing that really is a surprise for a lot of people is every time you go, maybe you had a plan before and you didn't have to put out anything except for a copay, is now you're paying everything up front until you reach that deductible. So, but after that, it gets a little easier. It's just sometimes it's just a shock if something happens to you or a family member. But it's really, it could be a good benefit if you're into being a better consumer of your healthcare and, researching places to go, certain outpatient, certain imaging facilities that have a cheaper rate for some of these things. So it takes a little bit of work, and it's not your traditional plan that we're used to, or I was used to growing up with an HMO plan, it has benefit for certain people, absolutely.
And it rolls over year to year, so it's not like at the end of the year the money is gone. It rolls over as long as you're in that plan, or even if you decide to switch to a different plan. So let's say you're in the 250 this year, HSA next year, and then you go back to the 250 in 2023, that money will remain in there until you use those funds out. So it's not like you lose it.
Fantastic. Rosanna, we did have one more question in the chat regarding the HSA. If they are re-opting for the HSA this year and they had the HSA last year, new card because they had to reconfirm it, or is it just that they need to go in and actively confirm it, but the card will stay the same?
Same card. Yeah, if you're in it right now and you re-elect it for next year, it rolls over. It's the same card.
At the end of the day, folks, the HSA can be a really great option for people who are really involved in managing their healthcare in a detailed way. If that's you, then the little bit of legwork is going to save you some money. But you will have to re-enroll in that plan each year. You will have to re-elect into it. You will have to confirm your deductions to the health savings account each year. But if that's something that you are wanting to pay close attention to and make sure that you're maximizing your savings at every turn, definitely take a look at the HSA. If you'd rather have an approach to your healthcare that says, I want to have insurance, I want to pay my monthly, and I want to know that it's there when I need it, take a look at the other plans, especially if you've not looked before at that new higher deductible plan that we are offering. Again, all great options to give you that traditional approach to just, let me have a card in my pocket, let me be able to copay down, let me not have to worry about anything. I just pay my monthly and I get my bills covered. That's what our other plans are for. So we did have a couple of questions around the HSA, and yes, you do have to re-enroll every year. You will need to confirm your choice. You will need to re-select your savings deductibles and things like that. But for the people who are really into their healthcare and their costs and their management and are very attuned to it, it is a way to save some extra money. But if you want to go low friction, low maintenance, and just know that it's there when you need it, take a look at the other plans and you'll probably find that they do a lot better for you in the long run. Anything else we should know as we wind down here about getting re-enrolled and this year's open enrollment?
Just a few things. So if you're an opt-out and you want to continue opting out next year, we do need a 2022 either insurance card or a document stating that you have coverage through another vendor. And you can bring that to HR by November 8th, which is the last day of open enrollment. I know sometimes you don't get those as early as now, so just let your HR department know when you should expect it. That way you can give them a copy so you can continue receiving the opt-out incentive of $500 a year. And then beneficiaries too, it's a great time to update your beneficiaries for your life insurance plans. Be sure you have all of their information before you start your open enrollment, because it will ask you for that information as well. And then update your address in Dayforce if it has changed or if you need to update it. That way your insurance card or any JG Taylor mailings can go to the correct address. And packets are going to be They should be mailed out by the end of the week, and then you should have them by the end of the week, if not early next week.
Other final thoughts? Anything you want us to know as we head into our open enrollment season?
Just the date. So it starts October 25th. It goes through November 8th. So you have 2 full weeks to make your elections, make changes into Dayforce. If you have any questions, reach out to your local HR department, or you could always contact me in Tampa. I'm more than welcome to help, whether you're in Florida, Minnesota. You can reach out.
All right. Any other final thoughts as we're wrapping up? I didn't see any other questions come through. So folks, again, if you do have questions after the fact, please reach out to your local human resource team. They'll be happy to help you out. But final thoughts from my panel before we wrap up.
Good. Just another reminder to register on MyCigna and definitely download the MyCigna app. You have one guide with your plan. So they're a personal advocate for your health as well. So they do a lot of homework for you. So anytime you call in, you'll get one of those people behind the scenes.
Yeah, and just a quick reminder that you'll have RX Savings Solutions available to you starting in January, and look forward to helping you guys with your prescription drug pricing.
Guys, take advantage of this stuff, whether it's RX Savings Solutions or the MyCigna app or telemedicine or, healthcare advocate or any of these other things that we have available to us. You know, the company does such an amazing job of putting together a fantastic benefits package. And if you don't believe me because you think I'm a podcast host that's just trying to tell you what you want to hear, ask around. I encourage you, talk to your friends, talk to your other family members, and you'll find out real quick that what we have to offer is absolutely Cadillac when it comes to this industry. So take advantage of all of it. It's there for you. We want you healthy. We want you at your best. And we know that it is, you know, our commitment to making that happen is all right here in front of you. So let me thank my guests for being a part of this, because it has been an absolute pleasure to have them with us. John, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you having been a part of this.
You guys, thanks for having me. Anytime. I'm available.
And Adil, thank you so much for telling us more about RX Savings Solutions. We're really excited to bring that on board here in January.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. It was fun.
And of course, Rosanna, our benefits princess, thank you for once again putting this all together. Guys, if you don't have an idea how hard Rosanna is working behind the scenes each year to make this possible for you, I dare you to walk by her office 2 weeks before open enrollment starts and see what's going on, because it is a full head of steam coming out of there as she is putting this all together. But she does an absolutely spectacular job of making this process easy, simple, and available to all of you. So Rosanna, thank you for joining us, and thank you for all you do to make benefits possible.
Always.
And for everyone else, I'm Jeff Weaver, your host, and thank you for joining us here at the virtual roundtable. It's been an absolute pleasure. Hopefully you are all charged up and ready to enroll. Let the open enrollment begin. It is benefits season, folks, so grab your pumpkin spice latte, sit down with your phone for 10 minutes, and get it right, because it will affect your entire 2022, and we want you to be at your best. Thanks for joining us, thanks for listening, and we will catch you again next time here at the University Virtual Roundtable.